You're listening to SBS News.
Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne says COVID-19 has prompted a rethink of Australia's aid program.
Our Partnerships for Recovery strategy has been developed to help address unprecedented health, social and economic challenges. And we're working with Pacific Island Forum member countries to maintain a humanitarian pathway to ensure that essential goods and services are able to move around the region.
In what the Australian government is calling an unprecedented pivot, the new strategy sets out the approach for Australia's aid program over the next 2 years. Funding will be targeted towards the Pacific, Timor-Leste and Indonesia. At least $280 million from existing money in the aid budget will be reallocated from programs like scholarships and volunteering that have been put on hold by COVID-19 travel restrictions. That money will now go to medical and humanitarian needs because of COVID-19. Minister for International Development and the Pacific, Alex Hawke, told ABC Radio National geopolitical interests and China's influence in the Pacific has nothing to do with the new strategy.
We're talking here today about the development budget and the reprioritisation of the development budget, and that is about helping our Pacific partners and our Pacific family. It's not about competition with anybody else. We're not doing it for that reason. We're doing it because COVID threatens Pacific countries in the same way it threatens us, except that there are issues of food security, there are deep economic issues that flow from COVID, and the health challenge. The health systems are not as strong and stable as you might find in Australia, and it's incumbent on us to make sure that for the people of the Pacific, we're doing as much as we can for them.
Matt Tinkler, Deputy CEO of Save the Children Australia, says aid for the Pacific is welcome, but there needs to be additional funding.
This is an aid budget that's been cut by around $11 billion over the last few years, and therefore it's greatly diminished overall. We've had to restrict our funding closer to home. We've had to move away from fragile contexts in sub-Saharan Africa, for example, and less funding going into places like the Middle East. This redirection is going to hit someone hard, ultimately, and what we're saying is the government needs to complement this focus on the region with additional aid funding over the next couple of years, because the crisis is really unprecedented and these countries are going to be dealing with its impacts for a very long time.
COVID-19 rates have been low in the Pacific nations, but Mr. Tinkler says the social and economic impacts have been substantial.
Case numbers are very low, but the impacts are still very high. So health systems can get easily overwhelmed. We know, for example, that some tuberculosis health posts have been converted to isolation wards to prepare for COVID. That might mean that people who suffer from tuberculosis don't get the support they need. We also know that this crisis will push families into poverty. The World Bank's put out data recently saying that we'll see the first global increase in world poverty since the Asian financial crisis. What that means is that children are often at higher risk. Children are at risk of violence in some Pacific Island nations, and when they're away from places like schools and youth groups, they're also away from the protective structures.
The new aid strategy says options are being considered to allow more Pacific workers to travel to Australia. Also under consideration are ways to open further transport and tourism corridors. One possibility could be to expand the Trans-Tasman travel bubble to include countries like Fiji and Vanuatu that have expressed an interest in joining. Another option is allowing workers one-way travel from some Pacific islands to Australia to fill job shortages. Bridie Rice from the Australian Council for International Development, or ACFID, says helping Pacific nations to rebuild their economies is the right strategy.
So initiatives like increased visas for seasonal workers, increased mobility of technical assistance and other advice in and out of the region are all contemplated here. And we really welcome that whole-of-government approach to addressing COVID as it hits the region.
Australia has issued 2,000 one-year visas for participants in the Pacific Labour Scheme and Seasonal Worker Program. Ms Rice says ACFID would also like to see additional funding put towards the new aid strategy.
ACFID is calling us for a one-off $2 billion injection over 4 years at the next federal budget to fund this strategy. We think Australia is facing a great opportunity to show leadership in the region. In 2005, we did see Prime Minister John Howard announce an additional $1 billion humanitarian package for Indonesia after the tsunami. This is a crisis we're facing of unprecedented size. We need an unprecedented response as well.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.